In this interview, I'm speaking with Andy Buttles, who is the Holstein Association Member of the Day for opening day here at World Dairy Expo. And Andy, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
We milk about 250 cows. We live in southwest Wisconsin, down by Lancaster, Wisconsin. And we farm about 1,000 crop acres down there. I farm there with my wife, Lynn, and my folks, Elam and Barbara.
Great. Now, you're involved with the Holstein Association, obviously, and as a member of the day here at World Dairy Expo, what does that mean? What does a member of the day do when they come to Expo?
This allows the association the opportunity to have somebody representing them who actually does it every day and not just who's actually actively involved with it, has some experience in day-to-day, how it affects the dairy, I guess, on a daily basis, and also how it affects our bottom line and profitability.
What are some of the questions that people have been posing or asking you as they've stopped by the booth here?
A lot actually have centered around the animal ID stuff. Holstein's very active with the tags program and with the more emphasis on animal ID and stuff. Quite a few questions have been on the tag program and registrations and stuff like that. And others also have centered around different opportunities that registered cattle bring in improving the bottom line, improving the herd, and just another way of improving an income source rather than just the milk check at the end of the month.
Do you see interest from these people in the Holstein breed, and what are they most interested to know about Holstein?
I guess the biggest thing is just with the Holsteins themselves is improving the things that deal with longevity and herd longevity, keeping cattle in the herd. There's been more and more emphasis on the different secondary traits that improve overall profitability, staying healthy, and just improving the longevity of the cattle and their lifetime milk performance.
Have you had any of the international visitors stop by yet?
Yes, quite a few international visitors here on the first day. Always very interesting to talk to a few from different countries. It was very interesting to see what they did for different animal ID in their country and kind of compare what they've done to what we need to do here in the U.S. and need to get going on.
What has a Holstein breed meant to your bottom line?
For us, we've been very, very fortunate to have some good luck with it. And like I say, if you do a good job of keeping cattle around and have extra cattle to sell, it really improves your profitability. Instead of just selling them as normal herd replacements, you can capture the extra dollar value. If you do have extras to sell, it really helps the bottom line to bring another income source. And also there's always opportunities for the bulls and embryos and stuff like that too. Then, so.
Thank you very much. That's Andy Buttles, who is the Holstein Association Member of the Day on opening day here at World Dairy Expo. With this report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.